On today's show, there's an interesting theory as to why GM wants to sell Opel. BMW and Lego team up to create a wild, futuristic motorcycle concept, and a supplier says there's one area automakers need to collaborate on to make autonomous cars a reality. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, here's a fascinating theory on why General Motors wants to sell Opel. It's all about stopping shareholder activists who want a management shakeup. An article in Business Insider says Greenlight Capital, which plans to own 2.5% of GM stock, is deeply disappointed in GM's stock price and could agitate for a change in management. Since Mary Barra took over as CEO at GM, the stock has gone nowhere. It's trading today at the same price it did 3 years ago, while the S&P 500 stock index is up 27%. But this may be an unfair comparison. After all, you couldn't expect Barra to perform miracles overnight. So let's take a look at the past 12 months. The S&P is up 23%, but GM is up 29%. In fact, the day it announced it might sell Opel, its stock shot up 5%. Even so, we could still see GM management come under pressure to do even more, or else. For years, toy company Lego has offered a number of kits to build replicas of your favorite vehicle. And the latest is a model of the BMW R1200 GS Adventure motorcycle. But the two companies wanted to take it a step further, so they teamed up to create an alternative model that could be made with the same kit. What they came up with is a cool-looking, futuristic design called the Hover Ride Design Concept. And BMW liked that concept so much, it decided to build a full-size replica of it, which is now on display at Lego World in Copenhagen, Denmark. Pretty cool stuff. And if you want to build the Lego version for yourself, it's on sale now. Still to come, Honda and Mercedes marine divisions get inspired by their supercars.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Yen Feng, experience in motion.
You know, many of the boats we see flying across the water come in a vast array of bright colors and designs. But so often, the engine is forgotten about, usually just looking like a black lump hanging off the back. But Honda is looking to change that. It's showing off a bright blue marine engine that takes design inspiration from the Acura NSX. The heat ducts come in a black honeycomb mesh that's reminiscent of the intakes on the NSX. And the engine's floating wing blade takes on a similar shape where the supercar's flying buttress meets the rear quarter panel. For now, this is just a concept, but Honda says it's a vision for what future engines could look like. Speaking of boats and cars, Mercedes-AMG is showing off its annual cigarette racing boat design inspired by one of its cars, the AMG GTR. We've covered a few of these in the past, but I was surprised to see the brands are celebrating their 10th year of collaboration. You know, this is not something we always report on, because there's really not a whole lot that ties these two together, other than the seats, some graphics, and color. But we think it looks pretty cool, so we'd figure we'd give you some eye candy to look at. Coming up next, why automakers need to collaborate more when it comes to sharing data for autonomous cars.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Autonomous and connected vehicles are going to create a massive amount of data, which will be perfect for big data analysis, meaning it could be worth a fortune. And this is why automakers and tech companies are fighting over who could get their mitts on that flow of information. However, Erez Degan, the senior VP of Advanced Development Strategy at Mobileye, says some collaboration will be needed in order for these vehicles to become a reality. He's our guest on Autoline this week. Here's what he had to say.
One of the key needs to enable autonomous driving is a low time to reflect reality map. a map that reflects reality like a redundant sensor.
Yeah.
Map of the environment. Okay. In order to achieve that, you need to harness the power of the crowd. Now, each OEM can try to do it by his own crowd, by his own fleet. It doesn't make a lot of sense because the map would be so much better if everybody collaborates on it. And what we created in Mobileye is the marketplace for sharing this information. You get compensated for the benefits that you're creating in enabling the autonomous driving. Keep competing on it will just hold back that important asset of very, very fresh map.
That's a good example of where collaboration would really pay off. But I got to believe that there's others where, whether you are the autonomy in a box supplier or you are the OEM, the car company, you are going to want to control that data because it represents such a great cash flow.
So, again, so then I would separate it between the data that is critical for making the function happen, where I do see collaborative models around mapping and around analysis of strategies of driving, by the way. It also has social benefits attached to it. It's not just a nice to have or a differentiating feature. You're not going into an Airbus or a Jumbo because of a different flight experience.
Yeah,
no. You want to have a safe flight experience.
Yeah.
So we, got, we need to get reach there together by
collaborating. A natural monopoly, the data.
So for data that is consumer related, I must admit, and I have less to comment. It's not my territory, but I'm assuming that there is where you see the OEMs striving for the direct engagement with the customer, as opposed to today, to be the owners of that customer interaction and enrich the experience through that.
For more about the future outlook of automotive technology, you can watch that discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend, and we'll be right back here again on Monday with the latest news from the automotive industry.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.